Ladies and gentlemen, our next speaker is a man who needs no introduction. All the way from the Palace of Westminster. Woo! The hugely popular former Conservative backbencher, former Labour backbencher, currently the Liberal Democrat backbencher. Please welcome Magnus Turner MP.
Magnus Turner MP!
Magnus Turner MP!
Yes, for Magnus Turner MP!
Magnus Turner MP!
Yes, I was out last year among ordinary, hard-working people who do the right thing. I'm pleased to say they did become much quieter as my speeches progressed, often ending in complete silence, which I take as a mark of great respect. Welcome to the second installment of my podcast, At Your Service, or AYS. The Eyes, as we call it.
The eyes have it! The eyes have it!
The eyes have it. Order.
It is a great pleasure to be with you once again. I must say, I was hoping to have cast my pod a little more frequently during 2014, but I understand from my technical assistant Jason that merely recording a lot of words last time doesn't mean that he can edit them into new messages for me throughout the year, which is very disappointing. I think he may be using rather antiquated equipment. Not that he can blame that for the frankly shoddy editing of the last one. Now, I'm sorry, Jason, this does need to be said. It seems he was making a point. Well, happily, the majority of outstanding invoices have now been settled, so hopefully this time it'll sound as professional and insightful as an edition of PM with Eddie Mayer, but without the news programme that follows it. Ah, the sound of 2015 arriving, and may I take this opportunity to wish you a very happy new year. I hope you had a marvellous Christmas, and that, like me, you also found time to spare a thought for those less fortunate, many of whom had to pay for their own holiday accommodation. My wife and I spent Christmas in Pyongyang this year as the guests of Kim Jong-un. And what a host he was, treated us like family. Which is why we left a little earlier than planned. It has left me somewhat behind with current affairs. They were having some trouble with the internet while we were there. But I don't imagine many of you are much better informed, are you? Newspaper circulation continues to fall in this country, alas, possibly because you don't have enough light to read one by, with all those flags on your windows. Of course, the real question this year will be, have you been better off under the coalition? I know I have. But before we look ahead to this hugely exciting election year, for the benefit of those who weren't fortunate enough to attend any of my educational and informative public appearances last year, let's look back at the year we've left behind, like an old friend at a railway station, not a prime minister's daughter in a pub toilet.
Being in Parliament is not just about being in power, important as that is. It's not about the Palace of Westminster's subsidised restaurants and bars, the expenses and allowances, the final salary pension scheme, the corporate funded overseas visit, the resettlement grant for the event of losing an election. It's not even about, it's not even about the free snuff available at the entrance of the Commons chamber. Although I should certainly miss that if it weren't there, who wouldn't? No. It's about you. And that's why I'm here, so I can say at least I tried to get through to you. A comedy club, you know, is one of the few places in this country where you can truly enjoy freedom of speech. Yeah. So long as you don't abuse that inalienable right by being disgusting or disrespectful. I've been to these places before. I've seen these young men in their skimpy jeans talking about sticking their genitalia in toasters, ridiculing our political leaders, calling the Prime Minister spoon face. Leader of the opposition, Beaker off of the Muppets. The other one. And if there is any of that this evening will be down on you like a ton of bricks. Is that clear? Is that clear? No one believes more absolutely and unconditionally than me in free speech, but not if you're going to say that. I was in Glasgow yesterday, in fact, doing my bit for the campaign, and I went to one of their, they have these fish and chip shops up there, and I met a couple of people standing outside, and they're eating fish and chips out of paper. and one of them said to me, you know, she said, "I'm really looking forward to voting for independence." And I said, "I don't see how that would be when you're standing there eating batter together."
They do enjoy my little jokes, you know. Batter together. You know, I've always been terribly fond of Scotland, or as we call it post-referendum, Watland, and I was so very relieved that the no vote meant I didn't have to sell any of my property there after all. 2014 was a memorable year indeed, but not without its trials, literally in some cases. And I know it was a great comfort to colleagues and public alike that I was on hand to see them through the darker days.
There has been a little tension in the room this evening, and I want to see if I can address that, put your minds at rest about the health of the Prime Minister. I'm sure you were as concerned as I was yesterday to hear the reports from the Canary Islands, to hear that Mr. Cameron had been stung by a jellyfish. A nasty, spineless creature. And if you are ever unlucky enough to be stung by a jellyfish, I don't know if you're aware, the best way to minimize the impact of the poison is to get someone to urinate on you. I'm sure the Prime Minister will be absolutely fine. I was discussing this the other evening with my friend from the Conservatives, Mark Simmons, the other evening. You know Mark, he's standing down at the next election because he simply cannot survive on his junior minister's salary of £120,000 a year, plus expenses, and his wife's £25,000 for being his secretary. Well, you try it. I'd like to see you survive on less than £200,000 of public money. Even with the additional rent allowance, which is only just above the average national wage, you can't rent a family home in London for that, unless you're going to live in Kensington like savages or something. He can only see his family, you know, when he goes back to the constituency home in Lincolnshire. Do you have any idea how long it takes to be driven to Lincolnshire?
United Kingdom Independence Party, yeah. the UKIP people, they actually had a carnival yesterday in Croydon. As if Croydon weren't jolly enough. But this was a carnival to prove they're not racist. You may have heard it went tremendously well. I mean, I think the idea of an I'm not racist carnival is absolutely brilliant. If ever I were accused of racism, the very first thing I would do would be I would gather all the ethnically diverse people I've ever met and make them dance to a steel band.
Yes, UKIP really did shake up the system last year, which did come as a blow to the mainstream parties. I won't hide that from you. But we're not complacent. We're not complacent. Ever since the Clacton and Rochester by-elections, we've been on the media saying we're not complacent, as we always do on these occasions, and that's usually good enough. All of which brings us to the general election. Now, I'm looking forward to running an unswervingly positive campaign this year, and I only wish I could expect the same from the vicious liars I'll be standing against. I'm sure you're as excited as I am to see how the coalition will do in May. How May will do in the next coalition. Little joke, you see. And to follow the election hopes of a whole new generation of would-be MPs. Much needed new blood fighting for fairness and social mobility. Do keep an eye on rising stars like Stephen Kinnock, son of Neil, William Straw, son of Jack, David Prescott, son of John, I'm sure they'll all do marvellously and will soon be waging war on hereditary privilege with a fiery passion passed down from their parents. But I don't want to focus entirely on Labour. I'm sure Tory MP Bill Cash is equally proud of his son William on his selection to fight North Warwickshire for UKIP. And yes, what of UKIP, who had such success last year ousting two hated Tory MPs and replacing them with, the same people in the different colours. It was a vote for change. How many more will defect to the People's Army in the next few months? It's all tremendously exciting, isn't it? For the record, I will not be defecting to UKIP. They don't return my calls. Not since the unfortunate Paisley pyjama incident. Look, I was wearing pyjamas two sizes too small. I accidentally activated the camera on my telephone. It somehow got uploaded to Grindr. These things happen. The point is, I know you find these things horribly confusing, don't you? And you mustn't feel bad about that. I wouldn't know how to fill in a lottery ticket. Wouldn't need to. We're getting our pay rise this year. But you're tremendously skilled at that. And I'll be on hand to guide you through the political process. I'll be continuing my public speaking engagements to re-engage a disengaged public. And do get in touch if you'd like me to address your club or association. I'm sure your members would find it most enlightening. I was told by more than one Scottish voter last year that I was the single biggest reason they decided to vote in the referendum, which was a very rewarding thing to hear. I'll also be publishing the occasional blog post and podcast in the coming months, if Jason doesn't throw another hissy fit. And if you do, Jason, you won't just be letting me down, you know. You'll be letting down the very essence of democracy. Is that how you wish to be remembered? I don't think so. Edit this bit out. So I'll be here to help you vote correctly when the time comes. You can follow me, you know, on Twitter, at the MTMP. That's the MTMP, Magnus Turner MP, you see. You can send me an email, themtmp@gmail.com. You can also follow my blog, themtmp.com. And even you can become my friend at Facebook if you'd like me to like you. Well, I think I'll leave it at that for now. No point overtaxing the editor, you know what he's like. I'll leave you, I think, with a few thoughts I expressed at my party's conference last year. I simply say to you, look. You know. Look. Why do I say that? I met a woman in a park. But here's the thing. I get it.
Have it. The eyes have it.
Until next time, this is Magnus Turner, MP, thanking you for your attention. Do feel free to share this podcast with anyone you think might benefit from it. And that reminds me, will you please stop abusing the benefit system? Thank you. Cheerio. You know, Jason, I'm sure there was something else I was going to talk about this time. Never mind. I'm sorry I had to publicly shame you like that. I wasn't going to have them think the problems last time were my fault, obviously. I'm sure you understand. If you can get that tidied up for me and put online as soon as possible, that would be splendid. Thank you. Oh, the economy. I wanted to talk about the economy.
Dickhead.